Because if he liked me, he'd be bad to me. Because the sign of tutelage is that you're like malleable to be hit, but to be taught. And a lot of the times it'll seem like he hates you because of the shit that you put you through and God allowed on you, that your depiction of it would be God hated me, had to. My grandmother said I felt like a redheaded stepchild. Sometimes it just seemed like they loved everybody but me. Everybody's favored, blessed, shining. Sometimes it feels like God's forgotten about me. Like he's forgotten. It's not that he's absent. He's in the room. He's just not speaking. He's not showing up where I needed it. He's not my prison. How do you set the forecast over somebody's future that it's going to be bright? That's what they told me when I first got married. It's going to be wonderful. I see it for y'all's future. How do you come and just prophesy random prophecies of prosperity? And the problem wasn't that the people didn't say it. The problem wasn't I didn't believe it. God went to sleep. But the projection was already set forth over your future. That's what he told Jeremiah. I know what I have for you. But when God's plan and my assignment leaves Jesus asleep, when the storm comes, what significance is that? And I find myself in my past, looking at stuff that felt bad, and I didn't weather well. Found it going through the hell of it, while still in the storm, while trying to keep everybody else afloat, and I'm drowning. I can imagine them thinking to themselves, right? When we get comfortable, right when it's all calm, it's so calm, Jesus finds a safe space to go to sleep as God. That's how peaceful it was. And that's when the storm arose. You have to know this. Anytime you're called to a brighter future, before God answers the prayer in projection over you, for you to see it, you have to go through the storm of it. If every time he called you to do something greater, he'll teach you not to drown in later, in the walking, in the weight of the storm right now, so that when you come to the other side, you're not sidetracked by every demonic influence that's coming at you, because God was in the sea line preparing you. That's why it got calm, so it will catch you off guard. That's why it had to come from the spouse, because it was unsuspected. That's why it had to be the kids to betray you, because you would have never seen that coming. Had it just been the boss, I would have been prepared for this. Had it been like the boat turned over and God saved us or rescued us, but when he leaves you unprepared, you ain't got no life jacket. You ain't got no backup plan. Ain't no rescue coming. And then the disciples got a problem. I got a problem because I'm in the boat and God is asleep. And we get in this suppressive behavior. 5 more minutes, then I'm done. We get in this suppressive behavior where we put God in the bottom of it and say he's too busy to come up and see about it. But the disciples say, on today, I'm killing that notion. I'm not going to stand up here weathering it, trying to find out if God is going to show up or whether he's going to remain absent. So I'm going to the stern. Now, the stern is directionally in the back, but it was first in the front. It's what leads the boat. It guides it, and it says God went to sleep in it. But they went down to the bottom of it to deal with the direction that the boat was going. And sometimes you got to begin to take over your future. Take over your family. Take back the dream and the assignment. Take back everything that we allowed the enemy to take from us. You have to go to the stern and deal with it. I'm getting to the bottom of why I let me be undetermined. I get to the bottom of why I let her come in and start speaking junk over me and it deterred me. I get to the bottom of why. Not I deal with who, I deal with why. Why are we stalled in the storm when the projection was to go to the other side? He says, you gotta wake up. They come down there. Imagine the sight. They come down, Peter gagging on water because he's almost drowning. John cussing, been like, what the hell any of this got to do with me? I just wanted to go to the other side and eat. There's somebody who had a fish left from the fish fry across the sea. Said, my plate got wet. God, you ain't showing up with no bread, and I ain't got no ketchup. And they find him asleep. And somebody brave enough, but trembling enough, they asked him a question. They said, Master, they didn't shake him. From the background, I hear somebody with a weak voice. Do you care? Do you care? Do you care? Do you care? I want to be able to hear it, that I'll be able to speak it, read it, hear it. God, make me wise that I'll be able to deal with it.